Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, said that the wolf was fired. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, that's an interesting title to come up with. The wolf has been fired. But I guess what we're discussing is there was a teacher who was dressing as a wolf and claiming to be a woman, a kindergarten teacher, I believe. And this all was reported by multiple families of these children back in 2025. He was doing this. I guess he's a substitute teacher.
He's actually been doing it since 2021.
Really?
They've complained for many years, and nobody would listen to the parents until they finally came to Liberty Counsel. And then on February 9, 2026, Liberty Counsel sent out a demand letter to Fort Bragg officials at the Fort Bragg Mildred B. Poole Elementary School regarding the unbelievable situation that this individual kindergarten, pre-kindergarten teacher was doing to these kids, 4 and 5 year olds.
This is a military school, so it's just unbelievable to me. This has been going on that many years and been allowed to happen.
And the parents complained, and they were told by the authorities that they didn't have a dress code that could address this issue, and that this person also was trans and therefore was allowed to identify as a woman. But this person did more than just identify, quote unquote, as a female.
This is a male. The children.
Yeah, this is a male. He told the kids that he is a female, but that he likes little boys.
And he would wear a dog collar and an animal tail in class.
Yeah, and he would have the kids howl like a wolf during class. He dressed provocatively in female attire that confused the children. He had different kinds of stockings, and sadomasochistic kind of boots and bracelets. He had every kind of LGBTQ, the whole spectrum of bracelets around his wrist. He actually had tattooed his face to look like a wolf's nose. And so he would scare the little kids. He would tell them that he turns into a werewolf. The little kids would come home to their parents, and one little child said, quote, "Mommy, I'm scared. He's going to eat me." The mother asked, "Who's going to come and eat you?" The daughter replied, "Miss Roxy, he told us again he turns into a wolf at night."
That's horrible. You know, and I just can't believe that this school was so desperate for teachers that they allowed this for that many years.
Well, this is the wokeism that came in under the Biden administration, and even predating that under the Obama administration. This is what President Donald Trump and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth are rooting out.
Thankfully.
But they didn't know about this one until we sent a demand letter, and we made sure that our demand letter reached the Secretary of War Pete Hegseth's attention. He said, expect action soon. And in fact, he did do action and tweeted that the wolf was fired. That was his words. The wolf was fired. And, you know, here this guy is, he's wearing female sadomasochistic type of clothing, tells the kids he likes little boys. He's parading around like a wolf. He has this collar on him, and he's in the classroom.
He's a substitute teacher for kindergarten children. This is unacceptable.
Yeah, so, you know, he says that he is born in a male's body, but actually is a woman, and that he likes boys.
Creepy.
Not men. He likes boys. I mean, you're talking about pedophilia. One of the kids told the parent, Miss Roxy likes us to howl like wolves during the day.
Again, I say, are they that desperate that they can't properly vet their teachers, even the substitute teachers?
They knew what this teacher was doing. It wasn't something that they had a vetting problem on. They condoned it for years.
Military school.
This teacher had been in that position since around 2021. And One particular boy refused to refer to Ms., and he used the word Ms. with M-Z, Ms. Roxy. He had a lot of different names that he wanted them to call him. He called, some of his names were Roxanne Wildheart, a.k.a. Ms. Roxy, Captain Roxy, Coda Wildheart, Kiera Blackheart, Artemis Death Howl, Savage Beast Queen. That was one of his names.
Those poor children.
And many other names.
They're probably having nightmares still.
So on his social media, he had a teddy bear with a knife in its neck and blood splurting out. He had also a teddy bear and an AR-15 rifle pictured, and it had the words, "Do a crime." Do a crime.
And, you know, when the parents reported this behavior to the school administrators in early 2025, and then again in 2026, they were told the administration, quote, can't do anything about how he dresses because there is no official dress code. And the current principal told the parents that, quote, we can't help, and declined to provide any assurances that children would be protected. Well, isn't that their job, to protect these children?
Yeah, so this particular person is a retired lieutenant from the Army.
Really?
Yeah, and so it's
something
amazing
happened.
That, well, you know, the military probably paid for all these hormones and whatever else he's doing. This guy is sick. He's mentally deranged by virtue of how he acts and what he says. He's terrifying the little kids. One little boy refused to call him Ms. Roxy, instead just called the person Roxy, because the little boy would not use the word Ms. before Roxy. This kindergarten teacher sent the kid multiple times to the principal's office for punishment.
Wow.
When the parents complained, they got no relief, and so consequently they pulled their kid from the military elementary school and began homeschooling, which is obviously the best thing that could have happened for this little boy. Another girl, another 4 or 5 year old, we're talking about 4 and 5 year old kids, was afraid to use the bathroom. Multiple children were afraid to use the bathroom. And so sometimes by not going to the bathroom, they would soil themselves during the day. And when the parents would get called about their kids doing that, they're like, what's going on? They don't do that when they're not in school. So what's going on? Well, come to find out, who was accompanying them to the bathroom was this teacher. This teacher was doing it. And the kids were afraid. And so consequently, this was going on for many years, actually, with no redress. So when they say, well, we don't have a dress code, this is not just a dress code issue.
Yeah.
This is a safety issue. This guy is deviant. You ought to see some of the stickers on his car, the social media post, and how he was conducting himself inside the classroom. He was grooming these kids. He was terrifying these kids. He was giving them nightmares. Some of these kids had nightmares. One of the kids was afraid that he was under their bed at night. You know how you go to bed at this little age?
Yeah.
You could get very scared that there's something under your bed that's going to attack you if you've watched the wrong thing.
They're probably still having nightmares.
And they're thinking this Roxy might be hiding under their bed, turning into a werewolf at night, going to come out with a savage look and eat the little kids. I mean, you can't even, it's hard to make this stuff up. You would never make this stuff up because it's so insane. The fact that they allowed this to happen, here's what we're doing. Obviously, we're very very pleased that after our demand letter, there's immediate action. Mm-hmm. There was no action until our demand letter in February 9, 2026, but it caused immediate response. This person is fired. But there's a systemic problem here. Why was this person allowed to be there? There's other people that need to be removed and or disciplined that allowed this to happen, that didn't listen to the parents. There's not just this particular elementary school, because this kind of LGBTQ nonsense is embedded in a large section of the military. And even though President Donald Trump and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth are working to get it rooted out, It's deep within the system. And so if you know of things like this, that's how we got involved. If we had not been contacted, this would still go on. Let us know. We're going to root it out.
Yeah.
We're working to get a policy military-wide to root out this kind of nonsense. Kids need to be protected, safe, and learn.
And parents need to be engaged in what their children are learning and seeing and exposed to.
So let us know, lc.org. For more information, give us a contact and pray for our ministry. Mm-hmm. Liberty Counsel's Ministry, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.